Well, it being Friday, that means it's time for StoryCorps. Today we hear from a U.S. District Court judge who sat on the bench for more than 30 years. Judge John Kane went to StoryCorps in Colorado to talk to his daughter, Sally, about how his law career began.
When I was a little kid, I went to a Catholic church, and the parish pastor was an absolute tyrant. He would name people from the pulpit as to they'd done something he didn't like. But there was one guy in that whole church that he never, ever did anything except nod his head in respect. And that guy had a black suit. His name was Walsh. And I asked my mother, I said, why does everybody treat Mr. Walsh that way? She says, it's not Mr., it's Judge.
And you thought,
I thought,
looks
that's
good to
what
me.
I want to be. I know, that's what I want to be. When I was appointed to the bench almost 32 years ago, my friends would say, well, what's the difference being a trial lawyer and now you're a judge? I said, well, for the first time in my life, I'm actually listening rather than waiting for somebody to be quiet so I can come back with a quick repartee.
What do you think it does for the person who's being listened to by you?
Well, I think they're appreciative, especially in a court where they've waited so long for somebody to listen. One of my pet peeves is when a judge isn't paying attention. A court is a sort of secular temple where people come and they expect to be heard, and they should be.
Judge John Kane with his daughter Sally at StoryCorps in Paonia, Colorado. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can get the podcast at npr.org.